This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good morning. You're listening to The Second Breakfast with Sonia on Joy 94.9, Thursdays 9 to 12.
This is your second breakfast on Joy 94.9. Ah, yes, Joyce is tuning in here at 10:45. It's 29 degrees here with Sonia and your second breakfast. And more festival time. It's incredible. Films. We have two of the fellows from Made in Melbourne Film Festival. I want to welcome Ivan Malikan.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you. And Corey Corbett.
Thank you, Sonia, and thank you, listeners. So excited to be here.
Now, of course, Made in Melbourne Film Fest, it's the year seven. Very good year.
It is. Years. Yeah, the lucky seven. We never thought we'd actually be still going after all this time. It only started as a single night back in 2009, but it got, you know, a terrific response. From there, we just kept doing it every single year, increasing the nights, increasing the amount of films, increasing the categories, and, you know, 7 years and we're still going.
Cool. So what makes Made in Melbourne Film Festival, why is it different from other festivals we have here in this lovely town?
Well, we're the only festival exclusively for Melbourne filmmakers. We showcase the best of Melbourne films, and, you know, there's stalwart festivals like St Kilda, like Melbourne International, but, you know, St Kilda screens all over films from all over Australia. Melbourne International, of course, screens from all over the world, while we focus exclusively on Melbourne.
And it's wonderful to have a festival in Melbourne. You can have a festival in any city of the world, but it's wonderful to go to a festival in a city and have the film somehow tied to the location where you're watching the film. I think it gives you a fabric and an understanding of what you're going to walk outside the cinema.
You could just walk into a location.
Exactly.
Virtually.
Yes.
It was filmed here. I mean, the Forum would be a great place to, if it hasn't been used. I'm sure it has been used many times to showcase Melbourne. It's sort of a forgotten landmark, but, you know.
A wonderful venue. Well and truly on our sites.
Yes. Needs a bit of reno, but that's another question altogether. So, yeah, look, for 7 years, as far as you are being the festival director there, Ivan, choosing the films, how does that work?
Well, it's a team process. MIM has a core team of five or six people. We got 150 submissions, which is a record for us.
Wow.
And everyone takes a bundle of films. We watch them. We look at story. We look at acting. We look at production values. Yeah, and then we get together and discuss what we think are the best films. So, you know, democratic process.
Is that true, Corey?
Violently fueled democratic process of who can club the baby seal. I volunteer to be the baby seal usually, you know, down from, you know, voting in my film. No, it's completely, it's a wonderful process where we all get a voice and it feels like we're all contributing to the makeup of what's showing to the public.
Mm.
So you're not getting one person's viewpoint, which I think is amazing.
Mm. Well, that's great. And I mean, it crosses a lot of different genres as well.
We do. You know? We try to have a program full of variety, everything from drama to comedy to horror, animation. I'm a big fan of animation. So we just think there's something in there for everyone. We even have a high school showcase specifically catered for families that's on the Sunday afternoon. And that's always been one of our most popular sessions. So a chance for the younger filmmakers to get their work out there.
Wow,
brand new this year, a music showcase.
What does that mean?
So music clips.
Music
videos. That's music. The word. Videos.
But it's not video, really, is it?
We've always played one or two music videos previously in the short program, but this year we want to try something different. So, yeah, we got a showcase dedicated to playing music videos, but before the music videos, we actually have live music, a local band called Also Dragons, accompanied by a free barbecue, and then we finish with a documentary about music, so everything related to music.
Wow, that's cool. And it's about time, because Melbourne is known for its live venues, you know, fighting back. I mean, I'm on the tram on the lovely number 86, and there's always someone with a musical instrument.
Yeah.
Whether they can play it or not, it's one thing.
The indie music scene in Melbourne is just as vibrant as the indie film scene, so now we're combining the two.
Cool. So, obviously, next year,
next year. Yeah, we'll be back next year. We actually got funding from the City of Melbourne to return next year. So we will be back. We were even bigger. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, everything remains a mystery for next year at the moment. We want to keep it under lock and key. So if you want a taste of what we can do better, come this year.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a suggestion box or something. A survey. Surveys.
Well, we're always approachable. Well,
I'm friendly. Yeah. I'm friendly.
He is friendly. Yeah. That is true. That
Thanks,
is true.
Sonia.
Now, I've got to ask, where is actually you're running it? At the Backlot Studios, yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
That's a cool place, that one.
It is. Big Great. Screen.
So groovy.
Big sounds, big comfy chairs.
Big comfy
popcorn,
chairs.
Popcorn, a bar True. There, so enjoy a drink with your movie. Yeah, first time at the Backlot, so we're very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a mysterious place, though.
Hidden away.
Nice it is. I've walked past it several times. I'm trying to find the preview to the film, and it was the middle of the night. It was raining, and I could not find it. And then I noticed, I think it was a blue door opened out of the side of a brick wall, and I was...
There we are. It was like
David Lynch. It was just...
It totally is bizarre. David Lynch. It actually reminds me of like old-time filmmakers like Orson Welles who had their own private cinema.
Yeah.
Because every time I'm there, I feel like either I'm in somebody else's private cinema for their event, or when we're running an event, I feel like, welcome to Made in Melbourne private cinema screening.
Yeah.
Because it is that comfortable and that high-tech. It's like, woof.
I know. You know you can play video games there too.
I know.
On these screens. That's just naughty.
It is very naughty.
Addiction. So basically, what's some of the highlights for some of the films? There's a lot of short films there, but you've got some features. So
we do have some features.
Yeah, we certainly do. Mm. I mean, for me, I guess Mars Calling on opening night, it's a short film, but it is... It tickles all my fancies. This idea of escape, we mentioned addiction just briefly, but this idea of getting an outer world experience and a documentary that tracks two people who've been successful in getting into the Mars program.
That's totally
fascinating to me. And I don't want to give anything away, but these people's mentality who have been selected to go to Mars and never ever return.
I know.
Is
it's
such
a one-way
an
ticket.
Amazing
But what a
concept.
Ticket. It's like Willy Wonka, you know. It's like
it's kind
the
of
golden
like,
ticket.
Here is your ticket to be Willy Wonka
forever and time, unless you're Matt Damon. But
yeah,
that's
another film that wasn't shot in Melbourne, sadly.
No, so too bad
they don't
they
get to make
out.
It. Yeah,
they
Matt Damon, got to come to Melbourne if you want to be in the festival.
Yeah. Okay, so that's some of the prerequisites. So, say somebody from overseas, as long as it's made in Melbourne.
As long as there's a tie to Melbourne. Mm. Mm. So if a director from Melbourne goes and shoots a film overseas, still qualifies.
Yep.
What we want is a link to Melbourne. Mm. And as long as the film is tied to Melbourne in some way, so you could cast an amazing actor like Corey Corbett, who lives in Melbourne,
in
a film in the US, and it would qualify.
Okay.
It might be, you know, dodgy, because I do have a hand in judging the content that enters the festival. So don't do that, but cast me anyway in your overseas
it's
film.
It's very ethical.
Yeah. Well, I think actually on opening night we have a film called Valentine's Day, which was actually shot overseas. I believe it's the Philippines. So the filmmaker is from Melbourne, but he went overseas to shoot the film. And
great example.
Great movie. We're more than happy to play it. We just need something that's Melbourne.
Cool. Awesome. A steampunk capital too, I believe Melbourne is,
absolutely.
I was told.
Yes.
There's more Art Nouveau or 19th century buildings here than any other place in the world, bar, I think it was New Orleans.
Wow.
There you
okay.
go.
I love this.
You love that trivia?
Yeah.
Love it.
Dropped in.
Oops. All right. More trivia soon. This is your second breakfast with the lads from the Made in Melbourne Film Festival here on Joy.
Driving me crazy. You kill my vibe, so I'm letting you know. Yeah, I'm letting you know. Again.
Joy 94.9.
2 minutes to 11 here in the morning on Second Breakfast with Sonia. 29 degrees, it's going to be 30, so it can stop, the temperature can stop going up now.
Getting soon. Hot.
We have the boys from, of course, a Made in Melbourne Film Festival. We have got Ivan Malikan here, the festival director, and, of course, the wonderful Corey Corbett himself.
Oh, thank you.
What
thank
is your
you
role, actually? I'm just trying to figure out
I'm
what you
media, do. Media and sponsorship.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yes.
So I feel really, really uncomfortable talking live on radio for all of the listeners out there. Know that I'm timid and shaking inside.
He is. He's, the chair is shaking. But we've got some great films as part of the Made in Melbourne Film Fest. Just tell us a couple of real standout
ones. Absolutely. Yep. So I guess one of the standout feature films, The Dream Children by Robert Shooter. And it's a film that explores a homosexual relationship and the challenges faced with seeking a normal life in a really prejudicial society. And it encounters a lot of hurdles, and I think it's a film really worth sinking your teeth into. It leaves a lot open for conversation, and I think it's another great example of working as humanity to strive towards an equality in the way we live.
Yeah, it's good to see a queer title in there. So, and I've been hearing, you know, talk about this film roundabouts, so good to know.
Good to hear talk. Yeah. I like hearing of the talk that's being talked.
And Ivan, do you have one that stands out for you?
Pretty Good Friends, which is our Sunday matinee session. It's dubbed Australia's first mumblecore film. So a film that's about, well, a slice of life. 25-year-old girl who returns home from Adelaide to Melbourne, moves in with her former best friends, and starts a new, you know, tries to rekindle that friendship, but also starts a new friendship with her best friend's boyfriend. So, you know, going on there. But just exploration of friendship, and just shots completely natural, like, you know, minimal rehearsal, actors improvising. It's one of the most natural films you're likely to see.
Yeah, I like a bit of mumblecore or anything with Greta Gerwig in it. That's good by me, with American films, of course. But that's interesting.
One other I just want to throw out there is Go Fish.
Okay.
Closing Night.
Yeah, Closing Night Short. There is something for you at the entire festival. We cater for everything and everyone. And if we don't come in, tell us how we don't. Next year it'll probably be part of MIM.
Yes. No zombie films this year? All right.
There's a horror film called The Ashes of Isadora Ivan. Love that title.
It's
not a zombie film, but it's quite scary, so that's on closing night. So there is something for everybody.
Yeah,
but no ego. There's no ego in the Made in Melbourne team. Especially in Corey's head.
Yes, Corey. So what's the best way to get in touch and find out more and book?
The whole program,
or just get there,
is on the website, www.mim.org.au. Ticket prices are listed there every single session, so all the news as it happens, that's mim.org.au.
Very good. And there's a Facebook page too.
There is a Facebook page. Just type in Made in Melbourne Film Festival on Facebook. You'll find it, just like Twitter and Instagram. Made in Melbourne Film Festival, pop up right away.
Cool.
MIM.
MIM. That's how I'm going to remember it. Made in Melbourne Film Festival, MIM. You have dropped the F's, but that's okay.
That's it.
MIMFFA.
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 MIMFFA. I like that one too. It's like a tribal greeting.
It is a Melbourne tribal greeting, you know. And everyone knows that Melbourne, of course, was going to be called Batmania. Okay. Yeah, we all know
I do, totally.
You do.
Totally down with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably just as well it didn't happen.
BIM.
We've been very unoriginal,
like
really.
Yeah. Mm-fa-fa and BIM.
Mm-fa-fa, BIM in a Batmobile. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the Batmobile. I love how silly this has gotten. It's nothing to do with film at all, really.
Okay, well, I want to thank you both for coming in. Thank you so much, and good luck next weekend. It's all happening in Melbourne.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for allowing the energy of MIM to infect the studios here at Joy this morning, Sonia.
Yes.
November 26th to 29th.
Thank you. That was the other question. What date's that? Yes. So much going on because we're talking about Monster Fest and everything, and can't forget you guys as well, of course. Good luck for next weekend. And, of course, it's time for, I think, this little track. It's perfect.
What is it?
Well, if it plays, it's even better. This is your second breakfast on Joy 94.9.
Mm-fa-fa. We'll be right back.
94.9.
You have been listening to The Second Breakfast with Sonia on Joy 94.9. On Joy. Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.